And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Drone struck inside Russia's border with Ukraine Tuesday, and the second day of attacks exposing the vulnerability of some of Moscow's important military sites, according to observers. Ukrainian officials did not formally confirm carrying out drone strikes inside Russia, and they have maintained ambiguity over previous high-profile attacks. But the Ukrainian presidential adviser Mikhail Polyak taunted Moscow in comments on Twitter. Britain's defense ministry said Russia was likely to consider the attacks on Russian bases more than 500 kilometers from the border with Ukraine some of the most strategically significant. A man blew himself up Wednesday outside a police station on Indonesia's main island of Java, and what appeared to be the latest in a string of suicide attacks in the world's most populous Muslim nation. A television report showed white smoke billowing from the building and people running in panic subsequent to a loud bang. The police chief says that a man tried to enter the police station with a motorcycle and detonated explosives where police were lining up for morning assembly. At least three officers have been injured. The Biden administration has signed off on two new significant arms sales and to Taiwan, approvals that are sure to rankle China. State Department said late Tuesday that it had approved sales worth more than $425 million of spare aircraft parts to Taiwan to support its fleet of F-16 fighters, C-130 transport planes, and other U.S.-supplied weapon systems. Package includes $330 million in standard replacement parts and $98 million in non-standard equipment. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Argentina's Vice President Cristina Fernandez has been found guilty of committing a $1 billion fraud involving public works contracts during her presidency. A panel of judges announced her conviction and sentenced her Tuesday to 6 years in prison and a lifetime ban from public office. The populist leader is certain to appeal. Having denied all the allegations, Fernandez lashed out at the verdict, describing herself as a victim of a judicial mafia. But she also later announced that she will not run next year for the presidency, a post she previously held in 2007 through 2015. Her supporters vowed to paralyze the country in a nationwide strike. She will remain immune from arrest until her actual appeal is completely settled. Chinese leader Xi Jinping is attending a pair of regional summits in Saudi Arabia. This is amid the efforts to kickstart economic growth weighed down by strict anti-COVID-19 measures. Foreign Ministry said Wednesday that leaders of the six nations that make up the Gulf Cooperation Council and the Saudi capital, Riyadh, his state visit to Saudi Arabia will end on Saturday. China is the world's second largest economy, a leading consumer of oil, and a source of foreign investments. China imports half of its oil, and half of those imports come from Saudi Arabia. Chinese economic growth rebounded to 3.9% over a year earlier in the 3 months ending in September. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has delivered another rebuke of former President Donald Trump, saying anyone who thinks the Constitution can be suspended would have a very hard time becoming president in the United States. The comment marked the second time in as many weeks that McConnell and other Republicans have been compelled to denounce Trump's words and actions since the former president announced that he's running again for the White House in 2024. Over the weekend, Trump called for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution, after new revelations of what he said was Twitter's unfair treatment of him during the 2020 presidential election. Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock has defeated Republican challenger Herschel Walker in a runoff election in Georgia. The victory by the state's first black senator ensures Democrats an outright majority in the chamber for the rest of President Joe Biden's term. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.